on the show and turns these ordinary people into instant celebrities. They become famous overnight.
You're right. But I suppose there's a lot of demand for gossip about celebrities these days, especially in the tabloid press. I guess all the media is doing is supplying that demand.
But some journalists go to ridiculous lengths to get their story.
I agree with you there. But I think you're talking more about the paparazzi than serious journalists.
Yeah, they can create really dangerous situations just trying to get a photograph of whoever's making headlines at the moment.
I know. It's all a bit silly when you realise they're only doing it to fill the gossip columns.
But I don't want to read about these nobodies whose chief claim to fame is that they were on a reality TV show. I want to read about people with real talent, who've actually earned their fame because they are different from the rest of us.
That doesn't bother me so much. Maybe we need to rethink what fame is.
Track 37.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Vicky. I'm fine, just a bit tired. I stayed up late last night watching that new reality TV show. It's a bit like Big Brother.
Oh, you didn't watch that rubbish, did you? It's just a bunch of people stuck in a house doing nothing.
No, it isn't. I love it.
I have to admit that I did used to like that kind of thing when it was new. It's strange to think people are still watching the same shows a decade on.
Well, actually, it's still pretty much a worldwide phenomenon.
Well, I can't say it's a phenomenon that I like very much. It seems to me that those shows just feed this insatiable appetite everyone seems to have for media attention.
You're probably right there. I mean, you wouldn't sign up for those shows if you didn't want to be in the public eye.
That's right. Everyone seems to want to be a celebrity these days.
And the media encourage that, in a way, because once those shows start, the people in them are always in the headlines.
I know. And it just increases the hype around.